Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Hey!
We got a friend to the room.
I don't know this guy no more.
We haven't seen him in a long
where the
time.
Where the hell has this guy been?
It's my favorite white guy. Mr. Mac Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Mac Miller.
Is my mic on?
Yes, nope. Duh.
Yes, your mic is on.
Hell yeah, I'm in here. Okay.
So are you sober, sir?
Yeah.
He's having a drink right now. What are you talking about?
Not that. I'm talking about drugs.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, yeah.
No. Or
don't
yeah.
lie to us, Mac. Yes, no. Die from an overdose next month.
No. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm really good.
You look good.
Thank you. You look healthy. You don't look drugged up.
I'm not drugged up.
Because that's what we was hearing, that Mac Miller has disappeared because...
Because he was doing a lot of drugs.
I even texted you one day. I said, what's up, man? You good? I'm hearing things.
Yeah, you know, I had a little battle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I did some time. And
what was the drug of choice?
Don't make him backslide into his drug
of choice.
Oh, man. It's okay, Mac.
Drug of choice, man. Drug of choice. No, it was a lot of things. You know, I was having a good time, I guess. But
enjoying the fruits of your label.
Yeah, but you know, it was time to clean my act up, get back to work. You know, just accept my responsibilities and who I am and what I got to do.
Now, is it true that you signed a $10 million deal with Leo Cohen?
No, not Leo Cohen.
Who was it with?
Warner Brothers.
But yes, to $10 million.
No, it was.
Yeah, he said, Leo Cohen.
No, it's, you know how the game
yes
is.
Yes, to the
you
$10 million.
It's something around there. I got a nice little chunk of change.
So I would have went away and did a bunch of drugs, too.
You know what I mean?
Well, you got to earn that money, though, still. I'm sure they were concerned.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's a big investment.
But you know what? They kind of came in a situation and were very like, let me take a sip of my drink, goddamn.
Drink that Remy, baby. Get that Remy in you.
They were like, just like, you know, give me time. Like, you know, but it was cool. It wasn't a thing like we need to get him on the right track right now. Get him to rehab. It was like, you know, I had a lot of people around me who care about me and I was good.
Did you have to go to rehab?
No, I didn't go to rehab. Charlamagne texted me, you know, a lot, and he was like, yo, how you doing? And I was like, I'm good. And we would talk a lot, just like on some French. And then he started getting romantic with it. I was like, you need to chill.
What?
Yeah, because you know how it is. You know,
what
like,
did he say?
He asked you what you're wearing or something?
Just like, hey, babe.
He called you babe.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo. Really? And what I said was, I was like, wrong number. And he's like, no, it's not.
This is Mac, right?
Yeah, right. Is this still Mac? I was like,
I'm not going to lie. He did tell me that you did that once. And he asked me what was up with you. He did.
I must have been drunk, and it must. I didn't do that.
Drunk text to Mac Miller.
That didn't happen.
Do anything.
But I had to, you know, I had to just get my shit together and go back to work. You know, mm-hmm. I was being dumb.
And you were pretty young, and you had a great wild time. Your friends around you and everything. Sometimes you got to refocus.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for me it was a thing where like I just didn't feel like. I thought it was my right, which it is, but I thought it was like my right as a human to say I don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. So like I was like, I don't feel like touring. I don't feel like putting an album out.
Was it LA though? Was it the LA life?
Well, there's a lot of space out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could disappear. And I was just kind of just making a lot of music and I was just kind of got comfortable in this zone of like, I'm not going to. Like, I don't need to bring any money in. I got money.
You had money, so you just wanted to record?
Right, just record and just have fun with it. Yeah. And then I realized that I hadn't put anything out, and then I ran out of money, you know what I mean? Scotch Storch myself, and then...
No,
I didn't go broke, man. I'm Jewish. Come on, dog. You know I got my money tucked. I'm good. Uh-huh. I got investments. So I just decided that it was time to come back.
Did anything inspire you? Was it like a day that... You were listening to something and you were like, you know what? I got to get back in this.
I mean, like, you know, I think at first when I signed to a major, it was a little scary for me because I was like, oh, shit. You know, like, what if all my freedom's gone?
Right, because you were kind of against that.
Yeah,
for
why
a
would
while.
You do that? I understand because you said, like, that was your kind of claim to fame. You were an independent artist.
And see, that was one of this, you know, because it's that time. And just like, I can do more from this position, not just for me, but for those around me, and I can create. Like a real franchise, and Yeah, I mean, it was, I was like, you know, it's a little scary to get that. You see that that contract is so thick, bro. Yeah.
But
it's
I'm
like,
sure it was 10 million reasons why. You
but you know, I don't do it for the money. Okay. I do it for the art. You feel me?
Yeah. Shut up. How much did Rostrum get? Did you have to give them anything?
No, it wasn't like that. No, okay. They got a lot of money from the work we did together.
And then you've announced that you're going on tour and you're doing smaller, more intimate venues.
Yeah, before, so there's like a album release shows, and then the real tour gets announced the day before the album comes out. But yeah, which I love. Like, that was the other thing is I, like, hadn't done shows. I got back to doing shows. I was like, oh, wow, like, I'm still selling out venues.
That's the last time you performed was with Jay Electronica
in Brooklyn.
You looked terrible that night.
I was horrible.
What was you doing?
I was
bad.
And it's
so bad. You know what's so bad about that? Mm. I'm the guy that'd be like, no, Mac Miller can rap.
Right.
Like, no,
I know, and
really
I fucked my shit up
and
there.
You go out there in
I mean,
Brooklyn
I messed my stuff
up. At a Jay Electronica show. And
with Jay-Z's
like,
there, too.
Oh, my.
Bro, you know, come you on, know how bad I... Dog, I was so hot because, well, this thing is like, you know, you don't, that song, it's not like, that's a one that I always perform, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I was going over my verse, like, I gotta remember my verse, because I've had an issue with that in the past, and especially when you're on a lot of drugs, you always forget stuff. <Right. laughs> So, like, you know, I was kind of a mess. So I get there, and, you know, I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready. And I'm super geeked. Everyone's being super cool. And I come out on stage and I just completely blow it.
Froze.
I got 4 bars out. And for the first 4 bars, I thought I was killing
it. Right.
I was like,
bars.
I was like, woo! And then all of a sudden I was like, and so me and him started freestyling. And then I just kind of messed up, dipped. And like, I do this thing when I mess up my lyrics, I kind of like, just run away,
yeah,
like a little kid. Like I was like,
he did. I was like, where did Matt?
You ran off stage?
No. Like I'm a man. I'll take my whole thing and like I'll stand on stage. I had a show one time where I forgot every single lyric besides the hook for the whole show.
You should have just yelled
for the whole show.
Yeah, for the
whole
show.
So what did you end up doing?
Just stood on the stage and turned up with people. Where like most people would have just walked off the stage. I just kicked it.
Just yelled to the crowd. I'm high as shit.
Yeah, but that's Jay Electronica said that on stage. He was like, you know, he smoked a lot. I was like.
You have people hitting my phone like, yo, this is the dude you be talking about can rap, yo. I don't know. That's too much. He's garbage.
And then I saw him after he goes, so was that bad?
Yeah, it was bad. It was super
bad.
And
I was like,
But I remember I remember I was going off stage and I saw Jay Electronica and I was like, yo. It's like, because I take this shit really serious. Like, right. I don't like to fuck up. It's not like I'd just be joking around, but I was like, yo, I blew it. I messed up, man.
He said, yes, you did.
He said, no, he said, there's no fuck ups in hip hop, bro. I was like,
yeah, he knows. All right.
but you know what I'm saying? So it was cool. But I definitely blew a dope opportunity. Jay was definitely backstage. Jay was definitely like.
He didn't invite you to the title meeting after that. Huh?
Nah.
Did you talk to Hov?
Nah. I've never spoken to him. I know that he's heard some stuff and liked it. I've known that I'm gonna just start making. I you know what I'm saying. I know he bumps my album on the regular. I got to chop it up with him.
It's kind of good you fell back the last couple of years because it was kind of hard on white rappers in hip hop.
Oh, it was not tight for white rappers.
Macklemore and Iggy got it bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a touchy subject, especially with everything else going on in the world,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, who looks, like, white rappers don't look like the tightest people when there's all these horrible things going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't look tight. And that wasn't, like, a planned thing. It definitely wasn't, like, I need to get back, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that definitely wasn't, you know, that was, like...
Do you ever feel the need to speak out on social issues? Because you are part of hip-hop.
Right.
And people feel like, oh, if you know you're part of hip-hop, you should speak out on what's going on with black people.
I mean, definitely with certain things. I mean, I think there was a time when I'm younger, 19, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
A couple years ago.
Right. But I'm saying this is like up until now, I didn't really speak on race. I didn't really speak on these issues just because my whole idea was like... I'm probably just scared of it, really, but my whole idea was like, you know, I just want to make music. And now I kind of think, like, did like a bunch of interviews on like white rappers and hip hop and stuff like that. It's like, You can't be uncomfortable to talk about it.
You can't be uncomfortable to be white.
Right.
It's like I can't
exactly.
be uncomfortable to be
exactly.
black.
Exactly.
It's your experience.
It's just,
but it
it's
probably
just
comes
it
up in every interview.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you know.
It's probably annoying to you to be, oh, you're my favorite white guy.
Right, but I mean, I think.
He is.
But that's fine. And I think
I'm his favorite black guy. I don't know.
Right. You're definitely not. You're definitely not his favorite
No, you
guy
like my third favorite light skinned dude, bro.
I'll take that.
And there's a long list of light skinned people I know. So that you up there, bro. But no, it's like, yeah, I think at the time, as someone in the public and being young and like being a white rapper is that always comes with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, I just want to be a rapper, man. But like in reality, it's like, whatever.
And female rappers do that too. They're like, I don't want to just be considered a female rapper.
I just want to be
a rapper.
Right.
Is that one of the reasons you signed to a major, though? Because it was kind of like, you know, Macklemore and Iggy blew up with Radio Records. And I remember talking to you once, and you was like, you wanted to get Radio Records now. And I was like, why?
Yeah, I know. I mean, no, that wasn't, that didn't have, I mean, that wasn't like a reason for, I think I just wanted to see, like, I never had a real budget to do anything with.
Gotcha.
You know, like, I've never.
You were investing in yourself, basically.
Right. I mean, like, Rostrum definitely had put money down and. It used to be the thing where if like if Rostrum didn't want to pay for it, I'd pay for it. Like I didn't care, and like, but like just really because they're an independent company, so I didn't really have a big budget to work with. So,
but Macklemore's independent.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, hey,
he's like I'm not Macklemore.
You're just not as good as Macklemore.
I'm not, you know, and you know
true.
What I'm saying.
Don't
there's tiers of rappers, and it's like Macklemore, Mac Miller. Everyone knows
go.
It.
Everybody
I'm
goes.
Trash. He's nice. Like true. You know what I mean. Like true. I don't know how to. You know what I mean.
Well,
that's why I like
Mac.
It because you're honest, Mac.
You know, it's for real. Yeah. I don't know how to. I don't have the metaphors that he has. Everyone knows
true.
That, man.
You know, his name was supposed to be Mac Miller, but
yeah.
he was like, you know what?
I don't no, I did hear that.
Yeah,
he actually and I told him I was like, yo, bro, like. You got my name, and he just slapped the shit out of me, and I was like, my fault, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I just hit the, you know, I like, I just, you know, so I don't really be saying anything bad about him. Sorry, bro.
Nah, I tell you, he was going to expose you, too. He was like, yo, he got this ghostwriter named Quentin Miller, but
right.
I'm not going to do that to him.
No.
He was like, Miller, Mac Miller.
No,
like, wow.
Charlamagne be writing most of my hooks, and then Angela really be writing the bar.
I knew it.
That's why, like, sometimes people be like, that sound kind of like,
feminine.
He likes dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm
well,
like,
I actually wrote 100 Grandkids.
Right.
Oh, you wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you.
It's time for Mac Miller to settle down and have some kids. You
right.
know?
So if you got 100 grandkids, I mean, you got a lot of children.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
His mom
or my
have,
children have
his
a lot of children.
His mom wants to have
yeah,
some grandchildren. She's ready.
Right.
And she needs you to get started and distribute your seeds all over.
Right. You
explain
know?
That record, 100 Grandkids.
Well, like the first half of the record, is about having grandchildren and it's really not like the heavy message behind the record. It's just kind of a little like stupid double entendre where the first half is about grandchildren and then the second half is about first time I got 100 grand. It's like not that tight. I mean not like that crazy of like whoa, yeah. But like it's just my main thing is I just wanted to come back with something that was like confident and like some fun. There's nothing wrong with being fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with feeling yourself. And that's the headspace I wanted to get into before I
gotcha.
Came back. I didn't want to come back depressed and sad.
Did Donald Trump ever sue you?
Nah, he never did.
He never sued you?
I don't think he really had a case.
Okay. But you've been sued for everything.
Everything.
So.
But that's what I'm saying. That's like, I got to be careful because I got like, you know, I can't do, I get sued for everything.
Yeah.
That has to be discouraging. It feels like you in particular, no
he
matter what
he did a mixtape and got sued for doing a mixtape.
Yeah, $100,000
for what?
A free mixtape song.
Oh, because of a sample?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because everybody does that. So you had to give somebody you had to give Lord Professor $100,000, right?
No. Look, I can't disclose any information about amounts of money.
But you can hear it on $100,000.
But you definitely got sued for that.
But I definitely got sued. But I mean, look.
Did you feel like you was picked on because of that? Because everybody does. I done heard Jay-Z do it. I done heard
right.
the greats, Dre. I done heard Kendrick. I done heard everybody do it.
You know what? It's, for me, I'm not looking super deep into it.
Right.
Like, yeah, like, dude. I think when that Lord Finesse thing happened, I think everyone was like, whoo, I'm about to get
Lord
mine,
Finesse,
too.
That's what it was,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, that really set it off. But, mm-hmm. like, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's like I'm not sitting here like, man, I don't know, man. Why is everyone suing me? They must not like me, man.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right.
People want money.
Right. And I feel them. I want money, too.
Okay. So your album is out today, right?
No, the video's out today.
The video's out today.
I seen Charlamagne doing his research when I walked in, though. He was like, I gotta hurry up and watch the video.
You know why? I was listening to 100 Grand
Kids. You just put it out.
I can't get excited over Mac Miller until I see where his head is at.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But doesn't it look like a positive, more positive place?
Yes, but I just want to make sure you're good, because, you know, you'll come out, throw a video, then go back to drugs and disappear for
a few months. That's true. I mean, it's been...
having some positive
It's true, though.
I'm not going to get excited until I see what I'm
But that was the thing. That was the other thing, though, is that I started to see that was... like, that was my thing, you know? Like that's what I was being, what people were knowing me for. It was like, oh, Mac Miller, the smacked white boy. Yeah. Like, the dude that's always on drugs. And I was like, that's not tight.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, especially, like, I got young fans. Like, I'm not, I don't want to act like that shit is cool.
And then it's disappointing to your fans when you go away for such a long period of time, and they're like, dude, what is he doing?
Yeah, and it's like, we love you. What are you, you know what I'm saying? Why are you hot? And
We love you. Why are you
hiding? I was gonna say, why are you hiding? why are you hiding? But I stopped and just said hi. But a lot of my friends that make music and also did a lot of drugs have, you know, quit doing drugs. You know, I mean, I think you just get to a point where you just like, okay, this is. I'm doing too much.
Did you use drugs to write music, though? Was that part of your writing process back then, or no?
Yeah, I used drugs to do everything. Brush my teeth.
The music still sound the same? Does it still sound good? Because some people need that for their lyrics.
No, I mean, I don't think I need it. I think it's more about what headspace you're in. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it was I have a lot of people around me that care about me.
Dude, what did your mom say to you?
She didn't know, and then I hit her one time, and I was like, just told her the truth.
Were you crying? Nah, probably, maybe.
Have a little cry.
A little cry.
Middle of the night type call?
Not like the ones we have. It was different.
You did the ugly cry.
I think I just kind of broke it down for everyone, and then after I broke it down for everyone, like, it makes it that much more difficult to come back, because everyone's like, you all right? And then I'm like, yeah, man, I'm fine. That's, you know.
I was going to be like that for a while, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk at your Mac, are you okay? You
but like, I'm not, but this is the thing, like, I'm not out here, like.
Sucking super crack.
No, never was that. You know what I mean? Like.
Was that
like,
another flirtatious?
I'll race somebody for crack, but like, I'm not going to suck.
I'll race somebody.
Like,
oh, my goodness.
I'm not out here like completely like on some born again Christian. I don't touch a drink. I don't smoke.
Well, you're drinking right now.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm still having a good time with my life.
You're a work in progress.
But I'm saying this is progress, baby.
This is progress.
But no, I'm just.
What about your MTV show? Did you lose that?
I didn't lose it. I quit it.
Oh, why because. Did you quit it?
Because it was time to make room for Tyga. Everyone knows that.
It was Tyga. MTV too. Yeah, Tyga took his spot. They was trying to get him to get a white rap. I'm like, no, you can't go get Macklemore. Nope. No Riff Raff. Give it to Tyga.
But no.
Tyga's having all this controversy with people thinking that he sleeps with transgenders.
Why not open nuts back up?
I gotta ask you, have you ever been fooled?
No, let him talk about the show. You lost your MTV 2 show.
Okay, well, no, I've never been fooled by a transgender. No, he said he stopped doing it. I've never been fooled by a transgender.
Not even almost.
Okay.
I know.
MTV 2 show.
So MTV 2 show, no, because I didn't lose it. I wanted to not go down as a reality TV star. And I think that it was like, that's such a big platform that like, that moves at a rapid pace and is on repeat all the time, that people are always seeing you there, that like, I wanted to like, step back and be like, let me make sure the music stands front. And also, it was like, my schedule was ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would be on tour, come back, have 2 days off, and I'd be shooting both those days. And I was like, this is too much.
That's supposed to be your day off, and you right. work.
The show was doing great, too.
It was one of, you know, one of the biggest.
But you know what helped your peoples, though? Because I'm sure your peoples, they were halfway stars on this. So
They probably got more vagina because of it.
They do
all right. They do okay, baby.
Actually, that night when we all hung out, I was like, this has to be annoying, because Mac Miller... when we had those drinks that night with you and your friends, they would not leave him alone. Everywhere he went, it was very annoying.
And he
didn't have security that day, so that was really bad.
I had Angela. Now,
right? Yeah,
Angela.
I was there.
I have security at certain things.
But that day in particular,
sometimes I just roll out because I like to do that. Like, I like to just walk around and people be like, yo, you have no security. And it'd be like little, little white kids going like, you don't have any security? I was like, why I need security from you? Like, what are you, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm good.
What a crew at now? I don't see nothing with you today.
Early.
Everyone's doing their thing. Like the homies are Q is in LA. He just got back from doing a panel at OVO Fest. Jimmy's hitchhiking across the country right now.
Jesus Christ. Get the band back together, Mac. You're ruining everything with your drug habit. Your drug habit ruined everything.
I know, man. This
get them back together, man.
Everyone's on a soul searching mission right now.
What about Big Dude?
Dave out there killing it.
Doing what?
Doing
it's like when
Dave
Chappelle quit the Chappelle show.
I see Dave bouncing to the club, I'm gonna be like, man.
But I mean, you're gonna be like, hell yeah, what's up, Dave? How are you?
And I'm gonna be like, Mac did this to you.
Why is it gotta be me?
Because you, man.
Look,
get the band back together.
Look, I just want everyone to know it's not that serious. You know, I'm straight. There's like everyone, you know what I mean?
What happened to the house? You still got the house? That big house?
No, I moved out of there. That was the, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't good for me. I don't need all that. That's the other thing is by nature, I don't need all this excess.
It was kind of for everybody else to have fun.
Yeah, it was like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need all. I needed to.
Do you feel like it was people leeching off you?
No.
You were happy to be generous.
I love that. What am I going to do with all this money?
Hey, now.
Can I borrow $100?
I got no cash on me.
There you go.
You see the way my bank account set up. Nah, man. I mean, I wanted. It was less about anything that had to do with a dollar, and more about that I wanted to kick it with my people, as much as possible.
What are you reading nowadays that keeps your energy up? Because you know, if you listen to Mac Miller, he's kind of a deep guy.
Yeah.
You know, when you listen to his music.
Well, that's one thing, though, is that, there's some moments on this album, but it's less of, like, asking all these questions, you know, and it's more of, like, because the last album's, like, this kid who's, like, going through life, and he has all these questions to ask. And
I like Turtles.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very, like, what are stars? Where do stars come from? Like, you know, and this is a little more, like, let me just be direct and, like, I don't care. Like, I'm not tripping about what my place is anymore. I'm not worried about what I can and can't do. I know who I am, and, like, I'm just gonna rap and have a good time.
So you're not taking subliminal shots at anybody and competing for that spot on the...
No, there's no subliminals. Maybe one or two tucked away real deep, but nothing that anyone would want.
There's nothing wrong with asking questions, though, man, especially if you're looking for answers.
No, for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that there's a time and a place for every different kind of identity in music. You know, I think that there's... That it's okay for artists to jump around and not always be so consistent with the identity they carry in their music, because humans are way more complex than that.
You're not
always this dude, you know, like you even take like Kendrick just put out that For Free video, right? And everyone's like, oh, Kendrick has a sense of humor. It's like, yeah, Kendrick has a sense. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
he's
they
a
think
human
Kendrick's
being
so preachy and
right.
gospel. Yeah.
And it's like, and so it, like for me, it's like I want to make sure I cover all the different identities that come with being a human, you know?
I think the key to that is just being yourself.
Exactly.
That's something I think Pac did so well. You know, even guys like Nas, they're hypocrites. One minute they're talking about this, the next minute they're talking about that. But no, they're just human.
Exactly. And that's my main focus, is like just keeping it real myself and like and talking about what I feel, because you can go back and you see yourself going through this wild emotional journey. Mm-hmm. You know, you see yourself with moments of like, damn, I was full of self-doubt there, and then damn, I was really feeling myself right there, and there's a place for all of that, you know, and you don't have to hide any part of yourself. And I think in music, a lot of times people get tied up in the wrestling aspect of it, you know, like the theme music and walking in, mm-hmm. and this is my character and I'm this guy, and it's like, nah, man, you're there's no way you're that every day of your life. Like,
that's a good comparison.
There's no way.
Do you run? I think you run from comparisons. Like, I remember MTV was like, we want you to be like the new Rob Deirdre.
Right, right. But I'm saying, like, you gotta understand, for someone who's, for a kid who's trying to find his identity, mm-hmm. when someone is telling you, you're the new this, you're automatically gonna be offended.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be like, I'm not the new Rob Dyrdek. I'm the first Mac Miller. Oh, I'm not the new Eminem. I'm the first Mac Miller. Like, you're always gonna do that. But now it's like, man, you, whatever. I'm not like, I'm not tripping. It's everything is about if you're comfortable with self. All that shit is like, people can say whatever. So I had to get comfortable with self real quick.
Were you scared of did Kendrick's Control verse scare you?
Nah, bro.
Another
that
old topic, but did it scare
you? No, not at all. Not at all. I was actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. It was so wild how I think even he was surprised with how big that was. But no, I was not.
He mentioned you, so he put you right into that class of like new greats. You right. know what I mean?
But I'm saying, like, you know, whatever, like, as he should, you know? And, like, it was tight because Kendrick's someone that I look up to as an artist and respect as an artist. But, like, as he should. I f*** with myself. I'm out here. You know what I mean?
Do you really f*** with yourself? Do you? Are you really happy with yourself?
But I'm saying that's where I had to get to. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I think there was a long time where, like, with someone who loves this music as much as I do, it was difficult for me to know, like what I'm doing, my career path, what that makes my life like, what being a white rapper means to my life as opposed to being if I was black or Latino or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All these things were these demons where now. And that caused me to, like, not fuck with everything. Gotcha. So now it's kind of like, all right, dude. Like, it's kind of like looking in the mirror. It's like, stop being, a little bitch. Like, get up.
Man up.
Right, exactly. And take it. Or else they're going to give it away. And that's, you don't want that. You don't want anyone, you know what I'm saying? Well, so
now that you've moved, what's different about your living arrangements? Like, who's with you and...
He ain't telling nobody he moved yet.
He said he moved out of the house. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I moved, like, so I have a spot in LA and a spot in New York. Spot in LA, I live with my brother. Mm-hmm.
You might have went broke for real and ain't telling us.
Not if he has a spot in New York. You know you got to have money to be here.
Yeah, but he said he lived with his brother in LA. He might live with his cousin in New York. Who you live with in New York?
With my girl.
Oh, Mac, man.
Chill out, bro.
You don't see his wedding ring?
I don't want to hear.
You got married?
No, hell no. Y'all going crazy now. No.
How long you been with your girl?
7 years, bro.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Hey, man.
That's dope. She black or white?
Mixed.
Okay.
So, no, but my living arrangement is different. It's chiller. It's not this wild life all the time, which was something. David Bowie... I remember my dad told me this. My dad was like, you know, I was watching this David Bowie documentary and he went through a huge cocaine phase and then he moved to New York and got a really nice apartment and just hung out and lived. I was like, yeah, dad. You know, but...
What the hell was the point of that?
So that's why he moved to New York.
So you moved to New York, you switch up your environment.
Is cocaine in New York?
For sure there is.
My guy, he just can't have no positivity.
No, it's okay.
I'm trying to see where my guy's head is at.
Of course there's everything in New York. You cannot let a location have power over you. Mm. But it's...
You can't run from yourself.
You can't run from
yourself. Well, he just wanted to change his environment.
I just wanted to get another spot. Yeah, it's not that serious. I just wanted to
change the environment. I just felt like picking up and moving. I could do it.
I signed a major. I can be bi-coastal. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Right.
If you bisexual, I can be bi-coastal.
Oh!
You
feel me?
Not
well, who do you prefer?
What do you mean? East or West or male or female?
But hold on. On a lighter topic, though, I gotta say this. So I was at Starbucks on my way here.
I see.
And the person behind the register came at me crazy.
A girl or man?
The barrister?
A girl. So I came in and I was like, hey, like, coming to get a cold brew. Mm-hmm. I need to wake up. It's early. And she was like, I know you. You're Mac something. I seen you on Wild Now. You was trash.
Whoa, at Starbucks.
She said you had no cuts. They was cutting you.
I was like,
what are you? At first, I was like, I was like, first of all, I was like, damn, can I get a, I said two venti cold brews. No, I was like, damn, really? I was like, I thought I killed it. That's pretty good. She's like, nah, you can kill it. They killed you. You had no jokes. I was like, this is crazy.
The barristers aren't supposed to treat you like
you
that.
You gotta start making these public appearances, taking them more serious.
Yeah,
man.
like, what if that really messed up my whole coming to the show today? Like, what if I walked in like, man.
Were you whack on Wildin' Out?
No, I was tight. Oh. I killed Nick Cannon.
Well, you gotta respect everybody's POV. It's just an opinion at the
end.
No.
I was funny as hell. Yeah. I was like, amazing. I was like, yo, she just trashed me at 7:45 in the morning from behind Starbucks. Like, just killed me, and I had nothing to say.
You gotta respect the honesty, though.
Yeah. I was like, it's like, she's like, yeah, you got killed. You had no jokes. I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's hard up there. Man, just check out my new video. You know what I mean? Hey, can I just get that coffee? Thank you. God bless, you know?
I always remember the rule of 10, man. 3 people gonna like it, 3 people not gonna like it, and 4 people not even gonna care.
Right, exactly. And that's fine.
Just say it to my face, not on Twitter.
Right. But I'm dude, like, that's the other thing is, like, I'm cool with whatever. Like, I'm really, like, you gotta separate the difference between what's real and what's not. Like, I have a life. And that's what was a big part of this recent times was, like, getting back to being a human being. Going mm-hmm. out, like, getting a drink with friends. Mm-hmm. Go, like, caring about that, going, taking a trip, exercising a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you lost yourself in the industry, basically?
Well, I feel like I got too tied, because I was maturing as somebody in this, and I think I was, you just kind of look at this too seriously. I mean, you worried about your legacy too much. What am I going to leave behind? How am I going to be remembered? Fuck all that, man. Like, you got today.
Absolutely. Enjoy the moment.
Exactly.
I mean, you do got to think for the future because everything you do in your life today does affect what happens in your life tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still got to enjoy the moment.
Right. I mean, just don't be an idiot and trust your gut. Trust yourself.
So is the new album going to be on some, like, commercial, record label?
No, hell no, radio, bro. I would not do that.
Fun, silly stuff?
No. Hell no. No.
They still trust you to make your own decisions musically.
Yeah, that was a big thing. There's no, like, executive producer. There's no A&R. There's no... there were labels that I got that vibe from that they're like, yeah, you should come here because we got the best producers and da 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 da. And it's like, but Warner was really like, look, whatever you did so far, working, you do you. Whenever you want to give us a radio single, let us know. And I was like, okay, word.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the album that I would never sacrifice making. The most important thing to me is making a good album.
Good AM.
September 18th. And that's what I said in the meeting. I said, I don't, like, if I sell singles or not sell singles, whatever, I want to sell albums. That's what I want to move albums for.
Why Good AM? Is it actually Good Morning?
Yeah, it's like, it's, yeah. No ID actually helped me come up with the, because I didn't like Good Morning as a title, but I liked it as a concept. Like, because I wanted the album to be like that, you know, I mean, like we're talking about, you know, it's like the breath of fresh air. Like, you, it's like you walk out the door and you,
go to Starbucks.
You get trashed in Starbucks.
Trash in Starbucks.
Yeah, but I'm saying is I wanted that feeling of like just something refreshing. And I was talking to No ID in the studio, I was playing some records. I was like, yeah, it's called Good Morning, but I don't like that title. It's too simple. He was just like, it's called Good AM.
You were like, okay, thanks.
I was like, okay.
He's like, now I'm executive producer.
He's like, now let me get 15%. No, but that was dope that he did that. But yeah.
You still cool with Q?
Yeah. Q's someone who also, like, Q is a clean, like, you talking about Schoolboy Q, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's clean, he's, like, he works out all the time, he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't drink, really, he stopped smoking as much, like, he's, like, really focused right now. It's just beautiful.
That's the kind of association you want to be around.
Right, exactly, you know? Hey,
one step at a time.
All right, man.
Good.
Yeah, man, one step at a time.
Good AM, September 18th is the date.
One step at a time.
Matt Miller, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you for joining us.
Hey, man,
Charlamagne's such
having
a good influence.
Yeah, right. He's a great influence.
Hey, man, I'd rather him drink than do drugs.
Yeah, baby, drink. You know what I mean?
It's the Breakfast Club.
What's Matt Miller?